morning, everybody. I'd like to go ahead and call Senate Finance Committee to order. The time is 8 minutes after 9 a.m., Monday, February 14th, 2011. With me today is my co-chair, Senator Hoffman, Senator Ellis, Senator Olson, Senator Egan, myself, Senator Thomas, excuse me, Senator Stedman, Senator McGuire, not here either. So, but we do have a quorum. We have one bill on the agenda today. It's Senate Bill 1, Board of Education's annual report, and we're waiting for Senator Davis to present the bill, and we'll stand at ease for a few minutes. We're at ease. On the record, with us today to present Senate Bill 1, Senator Davis. Senator Davis?
Yes. Thank you to the co-chairs and the members of the committee for hearing this bill in a timely manner. And sorry that we were late, but we had another bill up before education, so it slowed us down a few minutes. SB 1 is really just a requirement that would allow the Board of Education to come to us and give us a yearly report, verbally as well as written report, and so that we can have the dialogue of what's going on with them and what concerns they might have and asking the questions that we might have of them. I think this would work very well for us because many times when they have their board meetings, and they do have one, at least one while we're in session, we are so busy with other things that we don't have time to go to those meetings, and we don't always get to see them or hear from them. And this has worked very well for UP Education, and I think it would work for K-12.
And if I could, let me just back up for a minute, Senator Davis, just for those watching and listening at home, this is the first hearing on this bill, and the intent today is to hear from the bill sponsor, have her introduce the bill, take public testimony, and then set the bill aside for further review. And Senator Davis has just completed the introductory of the bill. And do we have initial questions from committee members? Okay. We have one zero fiscal note in your packet from the Department of Education and Early Development. And we have nobody that's called in online. And nobody has signed up in the room to testify. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This actually goes to the bill sponsor. Senator Davis, what has been the feeling you've gotten from the administration related to this annual report to the legislature? Have they been in favor of it, lukewarm, not in favor?
Well, they haven't said that they were in favor or not in favor of it, but they were at the hearings. Mm-hmm. At the time, the new commissioner was not there. But he knows about this bill, and he has an opportunity to speak to it. And this would have been today, because this is the second year, and we had an education. Sure. But he was not in town at the time.
Hello, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Senator Olson.
As you look at this annual report, what specifically do you want to cover in the annual report, and what
actually says
what do you want to be highlighting?
We expect for them to cover, but it would be similar to what we would get from the upper education people when they come in to give their report. It has worked very well for them to meet with us so that we can have face-to-face contact. It might be that we will have joint House and Senate meeting all at the same time so that they wouldn't have to go to both bodies, or they might do it separately. But it states in the bill exactly what we want, the information that we want from them. And we could run through that. It's a very brief bill. If you'd like for us to go through the bill.
Yes, why don't you, Senator Olson?
Okay, well, I have Mr. Obermeyer, and he will run you through the bill.
Would you want me to go through the sponsor statement?
You can.
Good morning. Tom Obermeyer, aide to Senator Davis. The bill before you, Senate Bill 1, is an act requiring the State Board of Education and Early Development to provide an annual report to the legislature. This bill requires that the Alaska Board of Education shall prepare and present to the state of legislature not later than the 30th day of each regular session an annual report that describes the efforts of the board to develop, maintain, and continuously improve a comprehensive quality public education system as provided for by under the bylaws of the board. The report to the legislature must include, one, a summary of resolves and rationales provided in support of policy decisions, two, program and curriculum changes made, discussed, or recommended in meetings, and three, additional information relevant to efforts made to improve and maintain the public education system. This bill is intended to create a greater dialogue among Alaska legislators, Department of Education and Early Development, and the Board of Education, which meets at least quarterly. Since Alaska legislators appropriate over $1 billion per year for public education, which is a significant portion of the state budget, they must be at the center of the state's efforts to identify strengths and weaknesses of the current system, help determine a public agenda, set clear goals for K-12 and higher education, and hold institutions accountable for performance. The only way to achieve this is through cooperation and communication with the board and the department. Legislators take great pride and tremendous amounts of time and effort every session in trying to provide the best possible education, scholarships, and funding for Alaska students. The annual report required by this bill will assist both the Department of Education and legislators early in each session in assessing new programs, curriculum changes, goals, and priorities, which may require more information or administrative and legislative action during session. I might add that the CS that is before you, that from the Education Committee, added only two words on this, on line six, and it states, not later than the 30th legislative day of each regular session, the board shall prepare and present in person to the legislative committees having jurisdiction over education an annual report that describes the efforts of the board to develop, maintain, and continuously improve this education system. So essentially what we're attempting to do here is try to get the information that the board is working on before the legislators at the beginning of a session, not in March when they often report to the legislators, so that if there are adjustments that need to be made legislatively, we can take action immediately and not wait another year for it to happen. We've already experienced, you know, some problems, for example, with the question of whether we should retain or not retain the high school qualifying exam and so forth. But some of these issues that are more urgent that would regard new programs and curricula and so forth, this is the type of thing that we would be very happy to hear from the board early on rather than read the minutes from their meetings after the fact.
I think Senator Davis, the universities sends us a report every year.
Yeah, they come in person also and present the.
So this would be something similar to what we're doing.
Yes.
We have any other questions for the bill sponsor? Any final comments from the bill sponsor? Seeing none, we'll set this bill aside for further review. And thank you for coming today. This concludes the meeting today.
There is
no meeting scheduled for tomorrow. Our next meeting is Wednesday, February 16th at 9 a.m. We'll have our first meeting on the university's budget as a subcommittee of the whole. Unless we have any other comments or concerns, this meeting is adjourned.